This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about social media and narcissists, making yourself easy targets for narcissists on social media and online dating sites and things of that nature, dating apps, all this, so on and so forth. Jesus Christ, y'all. I know in today's society, especially with COVID and things like that, is online dating is the way to go, apparently. But stop making yourself so accessible. Stop making yourself so easy to pick off, and stop putting so much information online that makes it easy to become whatever you are looking for. Like on Tinder and Bumble and Hinge or whatever these new sites are. Like if you're going to be on these sites, list minimal information. Don't put your favorite music playlist up there. Don't put your favorite restaurants or bars and stuff like that. Don't put your favorite anything. Just put minimal information on there. Hey, gay, straight, whatever your sexual orientation is, you might want to put that on there, I guess, and things like that. But nothing concrete. Don't tell people your favorite anything. Why would you do that? I know it seems like you just want you're weeding out people, but you're actually weeding people in. You're actually including people that shouldn't be in there. Because when you put your favorite playlist on there, let's say you have some Luke Bryan on there and things like that, your favorite song is a Razor Blade by Luke Bryan. As you can tell, I'm a Luke Bryan fan, if you didn't know. And that's one of my favorite songs. Cut You Like a Razor Blade. Yeah, this is my favorite song. One of my favorite songs by Luke Bryan. So in that situation, the way it goes is if you like put that on there and we meet for a first date or we vibe or stuff like that, my ringtone might be set as Razor Blade. I might somehow be playing Luke Bryan or something like that. I might leave my app open and Luke Bryan be up or something like that to make a deeper connection. Oh, you're a black man that likes Luke Bryan. That is rare. Got you. Yeah, I'm a fan. But I do like Luke Bryan. I like Luke Bryan and Kane Brown. I like all those folks. But yeah, that's literally how it goes, though. I just feel like, stop putting so much information online and making yourself readily available, because when you put that stuff online, it's like you are giving somebody the blueprint to manipulate you. Like you can screenshot whatever you're looking for. They can print it out and read and memorize the stuff that you like before going on a first date with you, a coffee date, dinner. Your favorite first date ideas is a carriage ride through Central Park in New York. Guess what you're doing for the first date? Surprise, we're going to carriage ride through New York. Yeah, you make it so easy. Stop making yourself so easy and available, because literally that's how it goes right there. That's 100% how it goes. Like when narcissistic people, toxic people, or just manipulative people overall are looking for ways to get to their goals easier, to manipulate you easier, to become whatever you want, whoever you want easier. And you are playing into that. You are playing directly into that when you are, putting that stuff online, making it easy for them. You put video interviews and stuff. When you're getting to know somebody, like the only way I feel like you can really get to know somebody is literally in person. I feel like you can just look online and see what they post online, but online can be very, very deceptive, and online can be a tool to manipulate you. So the only way you can really get to know somebody is vetting them. Google their names. Like see them, see what city they're in, and Google their names. Like sometimes you'll see a criminal history, armed robbery charges, battery, something like that, some SA, something on there. They might be on the ex-offenders registry or something like that. Google people. Why are y'all so scared to Google people and look people's name and information? Why are y'all so afraid to do that? Like being afraid to stand up for yourself it can be held against you. It'll be used against you because you're afraid to say no to people. Say no to people. You can say no. Make it easier to say no. You can unmatch with somebody for saying the smallest things to you. You can unmatch with people just to say different things to you. You know what I mean? You can do that. You can unmatch with people. You can block people. You can do whatever you want to online. But in person, you have to be able to unmatch with them. You can block people in person. You can unmatch. You can do all this stuff in person as well. But you limit yourself to online because online, there's not that connection. In person, you can do it in person too. After the first date, if you're not feeling it, say no. Don't let them beg and plead you into a second date with somebody you're not interested in. Then you become somehow interested in. Then you end up sleeping with them. Then you end up having a baby bomb. Like, and then you're like, I would never interested in this person in the first place. Now I got a baby bomb. Now we got a kid together. I went and clapped her cheeks and I got her pregnant. And now I got to deal with her for the rest of my life. Yes, now you do. Because you let somebody you was not interested in talk you into being interested in them. That's manipulation. It's a red flag. If you're not interested in it and they begging and pleading for a second chance to try to become, you're giving them a do-over. Like they showed you who they really were the first time you met them. And now you give them a do-over to correct all the behaviors that you didn't like. The first date was awful, but they begged and pleaded me for a second date. And then the second date, it was magical. Of course, because they know what not to do now. You allow them to correct everything that they did wrong. And I'm not saying that people don't deserve second chances. I feel like, you got to make the second chance. It has to be a valid second chance for a reason that, like, if you're disgusted by somebody, why in the hell would you give them a second chance? I thought they were discussing them the first date, but they talked me into letting them have a second date and they clapped the cheeks or I clapped the cheeks. Like, dear God, stop. Stop. You can stop. You can say no. Like, stop giving in to people so easily. Stop letting people talk you off of your mark. Stop letting people talk you into being interested in them. You don't have to do that. You really don't. You physically don't. You don't have to do that. You don't have to make yourself available to anybody. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You can literally take control of your life, empower yourself, and do what you want to do. You are in control of your life. You are the driver in your car. You are driving this car too. You're driving this relationship vehicle. You are doing this. You don't have to make change. You don't have to do this and that. You are in control. You, not anybody else. Take your power back. Take your life back. Take your truth back. Stand in it. Stand on it. You are stronger than what you think you are. Like people, you let people talk you into doing stuff that you don't want to do. I know coercion is a real thing, but is it like you can block a coercive person from your phone, from your Tinder, from your Gmail? You can block a coercive person that you're not interested in, that you don't have a history with, that you don't have anything together. You can eliminate that person from your life. Persistence is not sexy. Persistence is coercion. They're just beating you down to get what they want. And then they charge. Once they get what they want, they start treating you terribly. They go back to who they were. They go back to the person that you didn't like in the first place that you shouldn't have never gave a second chance to. But now you're stuck with them sometimes. Stop. Narcissists are master manipulators. Toxic people are master manipulators. And you use online dating. And let's talk about long distance. Oh, my God. Long distance. Nowadays, I would not suggest doing a long distance relationship with anybody. Dear God. Because these people online, they can be leading totally different lives. Like, I don't trust anything long distance. Like, dear God, unless it's long distance, like it's a 5-hour drive. That's the type of long distance. I'm not talking about from New York to California. You met somebody online that lives in California and y'all vibe. Like, be careful with that type of stuff because people could have entirely different lives. They just could. You could just like, you know, different countries or something like that. You fly to their country. They don't let you come. You fly to their country. They don't let you come to their house. You got to meet them at a hotel or something like that. Like, why can't we go to your house? Oh, my house being renovated or something. They got a wife and kids at the house. That's why. They got a husband at the house. That's why. Long distance manipulation is real, y'all. People can you can have an entire different life online. It is crazy. It's like the Sims, literally like having a Sims life online in your real life existence. It's like a gaming system. It's literally like living life in 4D. Like, I can be over here married and have my 3 kids, but online, I could be single and elsewhere. You mean, I could be doing all this type of stuff right here. Literally, I could do it. I really could. It's so easy. And people, y'all make it easy. You really do. You make it easy. Make yourself, I can see having something casual. But if you're looking for something serious, don't make people earn your information. You literally have to make people earn your information. Y'all make it so readily accessible that it's not even hard. Go on your Facebook. Oh, she likes to do this. She likes to do that. Cool. Bad. Gotcha. Oh, she likes to do this. Like to do that. I'm going to just do those things. Even though I don't want to do them, I'm going to do those things because it makes you happy. Then I get you. I ensnare you. Now you're in love with me because we like the same things. And then bam, I turn back into my regular self. You're like, you've changed. So actually, I haven't changed. I just went back to who I really am. So I didn't change. If anything, I changed for you. Now I'm going back to who I am. You just need it. So if you really cared about me, you would really accept me for who I am, not the person that had to wind down you and clap your cheeks every single second of the day. You know what I mean? That's literally how it goes. I just feel like now you are in position that you are in control to take, you are in a position of power to take control of your life. And you have to do that. You have to. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do this type of stuff? That's why I said right now, take your power back, stand in your truth, and like stop making yourself so accessible online. Stop, make people earn your information. Like just because they have what, Tinder Gold, doesn't mean they deserve your information. Just make them earn it. Make them, how do I make people earn my information? Time. By showing genuine information, like by asking them leading questions. Don't ask people yes or no questions. Ask them leading questions, in-depth questions and things like that. If they are asking you questions like, why are you single? Don't answer that. Why would you answer that question? I'm single because the last person did this and this and this and this and this and I don't like this and I don't like this. I really like this. And they're going to become who you want them to be. Stop. That's not earning it. Stop. And stop, for dear God's sake, stop giving people the damn benefit of the doubt. Dear God, I hate that so damn much. I gave them the benefit of the doubt. Stop. Why does a stranger deserve the benefit of the doubt? Why does somebody that's cheated on you 15 times deserve the benefit of the doubt? Why? What have they done to earn that benefit? It's a benefit. It's the benefit of the doubt. What have they done to earn that benefit from you? Literally, what have they done to earn that benefit? It's the benefit of the doubt. Typically, people have to buy benefits. People have to pay for benefits. You have to work. You have to work for benefits. Hey, you want health insurance? You need to work here. We can't just give it to you. Benefit. The word is benefit of the doubt. Why would you? What have they done to earn that benefit? What just went off? Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm getting text messages and stuff like that. Yeah, make them earn that benefit. Whew. Sorry, I know I'd be rambling on sometimes, but I get passionate about power. You know, I'm a narcissist. I like power. I get passionate about power. I want people to be in control. I want people to be in control of your own existence, your own life, your own power. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. We hit 100K. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. We hit 100K on YouTube, y'all. I'm so thankful for y'all. Dear God, how we get here? Let's go for 250 now. Quarter million. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. But the hood is up. Peace.